Would you turn with me to the book of Psalms, Psalm 39, just a few scriptures in that psalm that are on my heart this morning. The caption over this psalm in my Bible says, "A time of trouble, in time of trouble," and it is really not known what the psalmist David's problem was at the time, but he reaches out to God. And I want to begin reading with the fourth verse, Psalm 39, fourth verse through the seventh. "Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as a handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Surely, every man walketh in a vain show. Surely, they are disquieted in vain. He heapeth up riches and knoweth not who shall gather them. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee." And I want to stop the reading right there. And that last verse really is touching me this morning. What wait I for? My hope is in thee. A small note of joy from the harp of the psalmist that he strikes in the midst of a mournful musical presentation. Like a ray of sunshine in a stormy sky, from his own private sorrow, from his own survey of the condition of mankind, he takes refuge in God. "And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee." We celebrated the Thanksgiving holiday yesterday with the family, and we just had a nice time, and we have 35 conversations going on simultaneously, as I'm sure everyone else does. But in the conversations, someone mentioned there's a lot of hurt out there in the world, a lot of hurt. And it just touched me. It stuck with me for something that we all know and we've said, it's been said many times, but it just touched me. And I thought about what do we present? What do we offer the world? What is it? What is it that we're all about? It's the hope in Christ. It's hope. That separates us from everything else, from everyone else. It separates us because we have hope. Not just in this life, but hope of an eternal life with Christ Jesus. And I think of hope on a continuum. One end is hope, and the other end is despair. And what do we see out in the world? A lot of despair. A lot of hopelessness. Of folks that are trying to fill the void in their lives with many things. Some people are addicted to various substances that kind of keeps them going. Some have just given up and just kind of checked out, and some keep themselves so busy they don't have time to think about it. They try to not have time to think about it. But it's just another form of escapism is what it is. Where do you go when you have no hope? Where do you go? What do? Well, you try and make the best of things. The folks that have no belief in God that are going out in this world and just existing, and what is life all about? What's the meaning? What is it? If you take hope out of our lives, if this is just going through the motions, if this is just a form of doing something to placate ourselves, what do we have? We have nothing. But I'm glad this morning, praise God, there is hope in Christ Jesus. A hope, praise God, that we have in him. Oh, praise the Lord. The psalmist says in 42, a couple times, he says, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance." He says also, again, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God." He repeats it almost verbally, word by word. In the 43rd Psalm, he says, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God." Saying something there's we have hope in Christ. Whatever the situation or the problem or the difficulty in life, the struggles and the trials, the tribulations we go through, there is hope in Christ. There's no other place to derive hope. There's no other place for victory. Without Christ, it's hopeless. And that's what we have to offer the world. Jesus Christ, praise God. The one who is able, the one who prevailed to open the seals. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, as we sang just a few moments ago. Oh, praise God. I'm so glad for this hope that we have. This hope, praise God, that keeps us hanging on and going forward with him. In the 119th Psalm, the scriptures just touch me. It says, "Remember thy word, the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. My soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word," praise God. "Uphold me according to thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope." In Psalm 130 says, "I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope." Praise God. The word is filled with hope. The word speaks to the human condition. The word speaks to our frailties and our fears and gives us hope. Oh, praise the Lord. I love that first one. "Remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope." And when I read in Jeremiah, it says, "Thus saith the Lord, refrain thy voice from weeping and thine eyes from tears, for thy work shall be rewarded, saith the Lord, and they shall come again from the land of the enemy, and there is hope in thine end, saith the Lord, that thy children shall come again to their own border." Oh, praise God. We all have loved ones who are not with the Lord right now, are not following God as we would hope they would. But the word gives us hope. He says, "Refrain thy eyes from tears. They're going to come back again." Praise God. There's hope in Christ. It's not a hopelessness, but there is hope in Christ. Praise God. Oh, praise the Lord. It says in Jeremiah and Lamentations, "This I recall to my mind. Therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, in the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord." Praise God. When I recall this to mind, Jeremiah says, I have hope. Oh, glory to God this morning. Lord, thank you for the hope we have in Christ Jesus. It's not just a fairy tale. It's not something that's been conjured up. It's not a doctrine or some thesis somebody has put forward and we're trying to believe it. Oh, no. There's reality in Christ Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. In 2 Corinthians, I love this scripture. In the first chapter, it says, "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God." Let me read you the footnote in my Bible. The word comforteth means to stand beside a person, encouraging and helping him or her in a time of trouble. God supremely fills this role, for he sends to his children the Holy Spirit to comfort them. Paul has learned in many troubles that no suffering, however severe, can separate believers from the care and compassion of their Heavenly Father. The comfort that we have received, we're able to pass on to others as we stand with them in the trial and the tribulation. And what is that comfort? Not just standing with them, but it's the Holy Spirit that ministers through our presence. And what does the Holy Spirit point to? The glorifier of Jesus. The Holy Spirit points to Christ. The comfort that we can give is Christ Jesus. That's what we offer, praise God. That's what it is that's within us, because we have been comforted by the presence of the Lord, praise God. Jesus Christ has comforted us, has helped us, strengthened us, spoken to our hearts. Praise God. You know, several times, I felt like the word in my younger days was something that spoke directly to my prayer, to my need at the time. And it was troubling. It just going through a trial, going through situations, severe situations. It wasn't, you know, trivial things, but severe situations. And I felt the word, and I felt the word was talking to my situation. And the second voice came and said, "Well, maybe that wasn't for you." You ever had that happen? Maybe it wasn't for you. Let me tell you, I'm going to tell you from experience, just rebuke that second voice. God speaks. We come together in faith, believing, and we trust the Lord, and we pray, and God answers our prayer. And yet sometimes we can't. Oh, I don't know if that was for me. Yeah, it was for you. If God is speaking to your heart this morning, it's for you, my brother and sister. Praise God. Don't be afraid to accept it. Don't be afraid. Don't let the lack of faith just rob you of that victory, but say, "Lord, thank you. You've spoken to my heart. You've spoken to my condition. Whatever is troubling me, Lord, you seem to have an answer, and you seem to comfort me." Praise God. Oh, praise the Lord. I want to go on. Comfort in the Word of God. Hope in the Word of God. When Ezekiel saw the valley of dry bones, he said, "Can these bones live? Can this situation be reversed? Destruction, death. Is it possible?" And God spoke, "Prophesy over the bones." Hallelujah. And we know what happened. Bone came to bone, and the Spirit came and rose up a mighty army. Praise God for God. Oh, Lord, thank you. Praise God. In Romans, Paul writes, it says, "By whom we also have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And goes on to say, and patience, experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. The love of God constrains us to want to help our brother and sister, to want to help anyone. There's something within us because of the hope we have. We're not ashamed. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the power of God unto salvation. We have this hope. Praise God. Oh, Lord, thank you. We could be walking around in this world hopeless, doing our thing, trying to live life the best we can, but there's hope in Christ, not only in this life, but in the life to come, to be with the Lord forever. Praise God. Paul writes in Romans, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Rejoicing in hope. Oh, praise God. Aren't you glad for the hope we have this morning? Aren't you glad for the promises that are yea and amen in Christ Jesus? Oh, thank you, Lord. We're not better than anyone else. We just have, the Lord has opened our eyes to the truth that is in Christ Jesus, that there is hope in Christ. Praise God. There's no final word except the Lord. The doctor may say it's this, or the doctor may say it's that, but, well, wait a minute. We're going over his head. We're going to the doctor of all doctors, Dr. Jesus. We're going to the one who can provide. Praise the Lord. We're going to the one that is all sufficient this morning. Praise his name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, help us this morning that we rejoice in that hope, patient in tribulation, because we know we have hope. There's hope in Christ Jesus. He's going to take us through. We have that assurance. That's hope, praise God, that God is going to make a way. Well, I don't see how it's going to happen. Well, many times we don't. That's why we walk by faith and we say, Lord, help us. Strengthen us in the way, praise God. We have hope in the things that God witnesses to us, in the things that happen in our lives, the miracles that we see, the touch of his hand. Last night we were almost 30 people and a lot of conversations going. And trying to talk with someone, and I hear this voice. Jesus, 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 forgive the singing, Jesus, Jesus, was my granddaughter, Olivia. Out of all those voices last night, I heard this voice. Thank you, Jesus. We haven't heard her sing in a long time. Thank you, Jesus. There's hope. Hope in Christ. Does he answer prayers? He certainly does. Is he faithful to you and me? Yes, he is. Will he make a way in the darkness? Will he make a way through the trial? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord, for the hope. Oh, we take it for granted. No, we have hope. We're different than the world. We're different than other religions because we have hope. Praise God. Well, things may not go well in this life. That's okay. God knows our tomorrows. And he will make a way, praise God, and he will lead us and guide us. But our future in Christ Jesus, praise the Lord. Someday we're going to be singing with the choir up in heaven. Someday we're going to be in the throne room beholding his face. Someday we're going to be with the 10,000 times 10,000s and thousands of thousands praising Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Oh, hallelujah. I rejoice in that hope this morning. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Paul writes to Ephesians, and the eyes in his prayer in Ephesians, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling. Oh, hallelujah. Do you know the hope of his calling? You know why you're here this morning? God wants you to have eternal life. God wants you to live in heaven with him. Praise God. God wants you blessed. Praise the Lord. God has good things for you, my brother and sister. You're not here by accident. You just didn't stumble in. You didn't bump into someone and through an occasion of friendship come to the church. God called you, my brother. God called you, my sister. He saw you afar off. And he made a way, hallelujah, that you would be brought to the truth, praise God. And no matter what you're going through now, no matter what the circumstances, what the situation, oh, God is giving us hope this morning, saying, trust me, believe my word, praise God. What is the hope of his calling? Oh, thank you, Jesus. I want to close just a moment. Our hope is grounded in the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you sure he resurrected? Yes, very sure. Absolutely sure. There were 500 witnesses that saw him after the resurrection that is recorded. Praise God. And not only that, what he said and prophesied has come to pass. His promises are yea and amen. They're a yea and amen in my life and in your lives. And we can say assuredly, praise God, because the Spirit speaks within us and confirms that we belong to him, praise God. It's not, well, I hope so. I kind of want to know. It's sure, we know, praise God. We have this word from the Lord through the Holy Spirit that we belong to him, praise God. We've been sealed with the promise, praise God, sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise. The down payment's been made. Hallelujah, as the brother said. The down payment has been made. Hallelujah. We belong to Christ. Oh, thank you, Jesus. In Hebrews, it talks about the two immutable things, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. Praise God. A hope that is an anchor for the soul. Praise God. I'm glad for this anchor because the enemy comes in many ways to try and dissuade us and discourage us and to cause us to kind of say, oh, what's the use? I'm just continually fighting the battle. Things aren't going my way. And then the enemy piles on and says, well, you remember all the mistakes you made when you were a kid? Remember when you were growing up and all the times you rejected God and you disobeyed your parents and whatever you did and you're paying for it now. You ever have that enemy saying that you remember how you messed up when you were young? You remember when you did this and did that? And well, you know what? Now it's all coming back. Rebuke that thought in the name of Jesus. It's under the blood of Jesus. We all got mistakes. We all got shortcomings. When we put them under the blood of Jesus, say, Lord, forgive us of those sins, and they're washed away. What counts is now. Where are you now? What are you doing now? Oh, praise God. Oh, Lord, help us. Help us, oh God. The hope that anchors the soul. We have hope in Christ. And sometimes the enemy would say, you know, you really don't deserve where you don't deserve to be with the Lord. You've messed up too many times. How much grace have you received? My goodness, how much grace have you received? Don't you think there's an end? You're not worthy. A hope that anchors the soul. Take the word. The word says if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Amen? Isn't that good? That's not a get out of jail card, free, get out of jail free card. That's, Lord, help us. Because we do fail and we do struggle at times. And our faith, sometimes the enemy piles on and our faith gets weak. And the Lord says, just come on. I'm speaking to your heart right now. I'm telling you, hold on. An anchor for the soul. I want to close this with Peter. Well, maybe another verse too, but it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Because he lives, you and I have hope. Because you and I, praise God, have been raised up together to sit with him in heavenly places. And it says, and every man in 1 John, every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Oh, praise God. The Lord is speaking to us this morning. And I just feel such an encouragement. I want you to feel that hope. I want you to not look at where you are and what your past has been or what the enemy is trying to discourage you with right now. God is saying there's hope. Just trust me. I'm trying to lift your faith. I'm trying to raise you up, praise God, to believe the promises that are yea and amen. We read the words, open thy mouth wide and I will fill it, pray big. And those words sound so good, but it's so hard to do because of our humanity. It gets in the way and the lack of faith. But God is calling. God is saying, trust me. I'm right here. I'm the one who is able. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the last invitation in the Bible, 22nd chapter of Revelation. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Praise God. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, the Lord wants to bless. The Lord wants to heal. The Lord wants to deliver. The Lord wants to baptize with the Holy Ghost. And he's calling you, my brother. He's calling you, my sister. Oh, come and enjoy this hope that we have in Christ Jesus. Come and just believe. I said this story before. When after my surgery, I had to have x-rays, and was the cancer spread? Was there anything there? And I had to have an x-ray of the shoulder and chest. And I went to, it happens on a Friday too, or Thursday or Friday. So you can't get any results until the following week. So all weekend, I am just miserable. I am just worried. I'm saying, is it, the enemy's saying, well, it could be, you never know. It could have spread, you don't know. And I was just tortured. And our assistant pastor at the time, the Lord took him in tongues on a Saturday night. We had Saturday night services at that time. And it spoke right to my condition that the Lord had delivered me. And I was rejoicing Saturday night. I was full of joy. I went home. Sunday morning, the joy was starting to wane a little bit. By Sunday afternoon, I was miserable. Because all the faith that I had, all the good news, the enemy just drained it right out of me. And I suffered with it. And I went to work the next day, and I was waiting for the call from the doctor's office here there at Monsanto. And I made my rounds, miserable, trying to get it off my mind. And I don't know what happened, but somewhere in walking through that plant, the Holy Spirit just got a hold of me and said to trust the Lord. And in the name of Jesus, I went back to my office and I picked up the phone and I said, I'm not going to suffer like this. I'm going to trust God. I'm going to take him at his word. And I picked up that phone and I dialed the medical office and I said, do you have any results on the x-ray for Ron Garasha? Yes, we do. Everything's clear. I put down the phone, closed my office door, and began to glorify God. And the Holy Spirit took me in tongues. And I said, thank you, Jesus. Lord, I made you so small. You spoke to me. You spoke to my situation, and I couldn't hold on to it. Oh, God, help me. Oh, Lord, help me. Strengthen my faith. Strengthen our faith. The enemy knows 10 ways to draw you down and to make you just so discouraged and say, it can't happen. It's no, this is my life. No, in the name of Jesus, we're going to believe because we have hope. Hope in Christ. A God who is able, praise God. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, he prevailed to open the seals. What wait I for? My hope is in God. Thank you, Lord, for the hope that we have this morning. Let that hope encourage you, my brother and sister. God sees everything about us. We can't imagine how much he knows. Everything. Everything. And his concern is for you and I to be blessed and to live with him eternally. I pray the Lord strengthen you this morning. I pray the Lord encourage you this morning. May his name be praised. Do we have a song?